One of the most recognizable structures in Duluth, and in the state of Minnesota for that matter, is the famous Lift Bridge. It traverses the canal that connects Lake Superior with St. Louis Bay. Along the shoreline, you'll find a place that will tell you all about the very unique and different bodies of water that canal connects. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Great Lakes Aquarium sits on St. Louis Bay in Duluth. The shoreline is part of a very unique body of water, says Jay Walker.
So one of the most historic monuments of Duluth is our lift bridge. And through that canal is Lake Superior. Those are two distinctly different bodies of water, yet they're connected.
Lake Superior, which lies just beyond the bridge and canal, has characteristics that make it far different than the water right in front of this aquarium that's about a mile away.
Lake Superior is a cold water fishery, and St. Louis River is a temperate water fishery. St. Louis River can have temperature ranges from 36 degrees up to close to 75, 76 degrees. Lake Superior is a cold water fishery, whereas its temperature is the same thing, around that 33, 34, but doesn't get above 60.
And that temperature difference means the fish you'll find here can range greatly.
Trout, salmon can live in that cold water fishery because anything above 60 degrees can be fairly stressful for those species. Whereas a temperate water, you have more of your inland fish, freshwater fish, like sunfish, bass, walleyes, northerns, muskies.
During the spring, the smelt will move from the lake and go up the rivers to spawn. Larger fish chase them because it's their food source. A look into a commercial fisherman's net in the spring may turn up just about any species.
The food source is running up the river, so in those nets we can have everything from the walleyes, the muskies, the northerns, as I mentioned, but we'll also have trout, we'll have salmon, we'll have coho salmon, everything. They just mix together.
You can see all of those species and more at this aquarium. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.